All right. Here we go, everyone. In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie, episode 232. And I am Will.
And I'm Marie.
Yeah, 232 episodes. And we missed a few for a while, but we are back. We are back and we are excited about God's Word. So we've been talking about Jesus in Genesis, and we've been discussing several things. I thought about, you know, I'm not ready quite to move on from this wrestling match that Jacob had with God in whatever this was, the Brook of Jabbok. Was it a garden? Was it a forest? Was it a wilderness? Was it a valley, a mountain? I don't know. But I think Jacob wrestled with the Lord. I mean, he said he wrestled with the Lord. He said he even wrestled with the Lord and lived. He said in verse 30 of Genesis chapter 32, he said, "So Jacob named the place Peniel, for he said, I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved." Mm. So Jacob was wrestling with God.
So is it saying, is it telling us that he wanted to change, which is why he wrestled with God? He wanted something different than who he was or what he was?
Yeah, well, we know ostensibly his main reason for this whole encounter was that he was asking God for help because his twin brother Esau, along with 400, presumably angry men were coming after him.
So then we can think too, though, it may have been just because they were coming and not necessarily that he wanted to change in his life and be a different person.
Right. I mean, we can think positively and say, okay, well, he wanted to change. But I think initially, you know, he wanted deliverance. He wanted help. He wanted God to help him because his brother was probably, at least the last time he saw him, was angry enough to kill him.
Yeah.
He even said he was going to kill him. So Jacob had reason to be concerned and fearful and scared for his life.
Yeah.
And
when I think about what you were talking about, I think it was last week, about all types of people that's in Jesus' lineage.
Right.
It's like, you know, when you think about that deeply, it's like, you know, thank you, Lord, for, you know, I want to serve you and be faithful and true, but you're letting me know, you're letting us know that there's hope.
Right.
If you come to me, Jesus said, if you come to me, then there's hope and he can change you and make you into something new.
Right. Yeah.
Because a lot of people probably think there's no, that Christians are just, you know, that we may be too high for them. And so they're not really thinking that they can believe the Lord or be a Christian.
Right.
But when you think about what you were saying about all these different people and what they did and what they were, you know, had done, it's like, yeah, if you come to him, he won't turn you out. He won't turn you away.
Right.
Yeah. That's encouraging, I believe, too. We can use that when we talk to people, you know, that none of us are high and mighty.
Right.
You know, the Lord. We're all God's creation. He loves us, and he wants us to come to him and be saved.
Right. Exactly. And I think that it gives us all hope.
Yeah.
You know, if God can use a guy like Jacob, you know, a con artist, a flim-flam man, supplanter. He can certainly use most of us or all of us that are willing to come to him.
Right.
You know, we probably can feel comfortable that we haven't committed the unpardonable sin, so to speak, that God can find, you know, room for grace and mercy.
Yes.
And so that's encouraging to me. You know,
That,
you know, that God could still include Jacob in the lineage of Jesus. He was still part of Jesus's ancestry.
Yeah.
And he wasn't disqualified because of his deeds. He wasn't qualified because of his deeds.
Yeah.
he wasn't disqualified because of his misdeeds. So good works.
Merciful God.
Yeah, merciful God. Right. He saves us on his terms.
Yes,
you know, good works aren't good enough. And our bad works aren't bad enough to disqualify us.
Right.
Boy, what a mighty God we serve. That's just so encouraging.
And God is entirely different than what the world may think of him as, intolerant, as mean, as this, as that. You know, God
right.
is so gracious and merciful
right.
and loving that he, if you come to him, as long as there's breath, I always feel like as long as you have breath, there's hope.
Right.
And the Lord is just open. He keeps that door open for you.
Right.
You just have to come to him and be saved.
Right. Yes. I agree.
Amen.
I agree. I agree. We'll talk more about this next time. God bless you. And thank you for joining us on In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie.
Amen.